This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. Thousands of people go without permanent housing in Albuquerque each year. Voters just approved $14 million taxpayer dollars for a new emergency shelter, and the city council has approved an architect for the project. But the city's plan is still unclear, and many people say they'd rather have several smaller sites than one big centralized shelter. On a recent Saturday morning, Jonathan Stubbs sits on a metal bench outside the convention center where there's a public meeting about the new shelter. He's 23, dressed neatly in layers of denim, and accompanied by his two service dogs, Sweetie and Sophia.
They're 11 and 12 years old and really should be reaching retirement. I can say that if I didn't have my dogs with me at all times everywhere, I can't even guarantee that I'd be sitting here talking to this person right now.
The dogs deter theft and attack, Stubbs says, and they keep him responsible, taking care of himself so he can care for them. He's been staying at the Albuquerque Opportunity Center, but he knows what it's like to sleep out in the cold.
And it's not fun. It's quite deadly. You know, it's kind of cute and whatever in the summertime. Everybody's kind of in a decent mood. But in the wintertime, it's not cute. It's not funny. There's people out here freezing.
Homeless services are provided by a scattering of nonprofits here, plus year-round shelter in the old jail on the west side. The city wants to replace that with a new shelter that's easier for emergency responders and service providers to get to. Khadija Bottom runs a nonprofit for refugees and immigrants in the International District, where she does outreach.
You need to go to them and not send people that's afraid of them, don't want to touch them, don't want to be in the room with them.
Bottom worries about putting families with kids in the same place as people with behavioral health needs or substance use disorders. Plus, she says some people can't or won't show up at a big government facility. The decision about one versus multiple sites has yet to be made, says Lisa Uval, who's director of housing and homelessness with the city.
You know, three 10-bed shelters is like not going to help us make an impact. Three 100-bed shelters certainly could.
She says they've got to find places that are affordable and where residents are open to the project. Still, it's hard for neighbors to weigh in when the city's not certain what it's trying to build. A centrally located shelter would be close to buses and services. But people who live near downtown, like in Santa Barbara Martinez Town, say they already feel the effects of being next to most of the available services.
It's been completely ignored that certain of the nonprofits are basically a nuisance.
Connie Vigil owns a home and business in Wells Park, where there's a lot of foot traffic to and from nonprofits providing health care, meals, and more. Vigil says people leave trash and feces around the neighborhood, forcing businesses to close or move and property values to drop.
The impact of needles in parks is affecting families being able to go out to parks and just enjoy open space. So.
Raimi Chavez has experienced homelessness off and on for the last couple years. She says it's frustrating to hear people describing other people as nuisances because of basic needs they can't control.
When you get up in the morning or in the middle of the night and you have to use the restroom and there's nowhere within a walking distance for you to use an actual toilet for you, it's like it really takes away another part of that dignity.
Chavez says she'd love to see the city put in 40-foot container vans around town, each with toilets and showers that people could use whenever, instead of spending time being turned away by business after business. Stubbs, the guy with the dogs, says if he had a bunch of money, he'd fix up small motels and apartment buildings around town where folks could live more stably.
We don't want more shelters. Shelters are a very temporary fix to a very prolonged problem. $14 million could go to help a lot of people right away and you never see them out here again.
The city plans to ask lawmakers for another $14 million this legislative session. Officials say they'll seek more public input before decisions are made, with the new beds becoming available in the spring of 2022. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.